Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
What's it called? Jumper Day? Christmas Jumper Day?
It is College Christmas Day because they're not going to be there for Christmas. They'll be breaking up. So they decide, let's have Christmas dinner. Let's go out. Let's have a party. And let's all get under one very now infamous bridge to college students. But it wasn't as straightforward as that as we went and investigated.
We wanted to see what the crack was. Not so much relive our student day, but see what Christmas Day is like in the year 2025.
Let's hear from Jerry and Justin.
Jacob, nice to meet you.
Jacob
and Jerry.
Excellent. We're finding all the J's and G's today. So what was the original plan for today and what happened with the bridge?
This is my first time for, what's it called? Jumper Day? Christmas Jumper Day?
Christmas Day.
It's my first time here for Christmas Day. I was told there was something going on under a bridge, so I decided to show up and nothing was there. A bit of a disappointment to say for the least, but, you know, meeting great people while I'm here, so.
Where are you from?
I'm from Seattle originally.
Excellent. Yeah. How long are you in Galway?
I've been here 4 months now. 4 or 5 months on coming up next week, I think, yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
Oh, yeah. No complaints yet. Nothing yet, you know. It's a great thing every day, so.
Were you destined for the bridge today as well?
Supposed to go to the bridge, yeah, but apparently we're not allowed to go this year, so everyone's just crowding around over there.
Why do you think they took the bridge off ye?
I don't know. There was a story about, apparently, I was talking to someone over there and they said that it was so that we don't go into the river, but it's like every single year people come down here and it's like never been a problem, do you know?
It's turning into where I'm from, man. That's all. It's the only thing recognizable.
Exactly. But it's like the people from the States come here to have a good time and to make it worse.
Yeah, I was expecting, how you say, a great crack, right?
Yeah.
I was expecting a great crack, but hey, it's still, you know, got some decent show up, you know, no complaints there either.
You have no idea how big of a deal this bridge is in Galway. It's very close to University of Galway. Raves started there after parties and then it became a bit of a cultural icon for the students. We can gather here, we can party, it's our bridge, and now on Garda Síochána are patrolling it all day today. The people can congregate underneath it for Christmas Day.
Yeah, its time is done for this year's Christmas celebrations at least.
It's a disgrace, as all the people we spoke to told us. And no matter what time of year or why you go to Galway, you're always going to find a Donegal man there going, well, sir.
Who are you? Where are you from?
Darry Harper. I'm from Castlefin, Donegal.
What did you feel when you realised the bridge wasn't happening?
I was very let down, being honest. I was very let down. It's the only outlet us students have these days. That's a financial crisis going on. That's our way of getting a bit of free crack. And I was shut down. That's not great.
So where do you think Christmas Day is going to take you now that the bridge is not happening?
Probably just roll about a couple of pubs and try and find the best crack where the best music is or whatever. Not too sure. We'll see where the day goes.
And then back to Carlow or back to Donegal?
No, back to Carlow. I'm not allowed back in Donegal.
There were tourists for this day in college in Carlow from Donegal, but had travelled to Galway to stand under this miraculous bridge, but the bridge was shut down.
They had travelled all that way for an absolutely fruitless journey.
People were disgusted. John and Jake.
It's been closed off and we're not allowed to go there. The guards kind of took it away from us. they're the Grinch Christmas side of it all.
Why have they taken the bridge away? Can you not have crack anymore as a student?
Just wha- really. Other than that, I have no other words, really. That's kind of it. They kind of just took it away.
The man is devastated.
Now, you say devastated.
He is devastated.
I feel like the students are making the best of a bridgeless situation.
The students in Galway are devastated, crestfallen today. This bridge that
they
love.
Of course, they're all gone home. Gone home by 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
They're not having as much crack as they would like to under that bridge. The bridge has been taken away.
And they've had to go venturing elsewhere across the city. There's no one central meeting point anymore.
They're dispersed.
Yeah.
They're like sheep without a shepherd. A student without a bridge. I say a three-bell salute for the bridge. RIP to the bridge.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.